And now we are going to go live to 3CR reporters on the ground at this morning's Actions for Disrupt Land Forces. Good morning, Annie. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I certainly can, Priya. How are you going?
I'm well. How are you guys going this morning?
Well, we're good. It's a beautiful day, I'll have to say. Beautiful day to protest against arms dealing in Melbourne. There's a big contingent of police. They've moved the barriers from the entrance point at the convention centre right up to the hill so that we can now see the train lines. You can hear them in the background. So they've allowing a lot of suited people as well as workers in. There isn't a lot of activist attention yet. There was apparently going to be a convergence at Southern Cross and that people were coming down at 8. Mm. But anyway, it's quite clear that the suits and the delegates for the arms dealers conference have got up early and are making their way down there right now. There are a contingent of horses around the place at the moment. They're in the park, over in Batman Park. And we're here with a variety of people who've come early to show their displeasure about the actions of our government in Victoria to host this event. So, Peter, you've got a sign saying Students for Palestine, and you've come all the way from Brisbane.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to tell us why you've come and why it's important to you?
I've come down because I don't agree with any killing, any murder, and the sale of weapons really contributes to that. Some people say that defence things are sold in that convention as well, but that just sort of puts them under the umbrella of the main businesses like Raytheon and Boeing that are selling mass murder weapons to different governments around the world to really displace Indigenous communities and just to take their resources.
Now, you have been researching this event, haven't you? You didn't just come here as a flyboy, you've actually looked into it.
Yeah, I guess I've done a little bit of research. Some of my friends a lot more than me. But yeah, I've researched enough to know that what I want to do is be here to protest it.
Now, you said that you tried to get a pass to go to the convention. What's the procedure for people who want to get to this convention?
So the only way you can get into the convention as a visitor, you need a Defence Force email to sign up. So I used my work email and my Hotmail email, and it just blocked me out straight away to be able to sign up for that visitor's pass.
Now, you were saying that you were surveying the mainstream media as response to yesterday's affair, and you were worried about it being a propagandised version of events.
Yeah, definitely. So what I saw was one of the fellas saying that the protesters were wanting the aggression from the police, which I don't think was true at all. I asked the police this morning why they thought it was okay to use tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray, and the guy that spoke to me said it started because some protesters ripped tape off of a fence. So I really think that's a very extreme response for some tape being ripped off a fence to push down young people, to spray them in the face with pepper spray, to shoot tear gas canisters, flashbangs, and fire rubber bullets indiscriminately at people.
Yeah, it was actually pretty amazing. They've really ramped it up, haven't they?
Yeah, like, so I'm from Brisbane, so I haven't seen this sort of aggression from police at all. I've only ever seen it from Victoria Police through the protests during the COVID times and at this convention.
Yeah, and we noticed that there's police on pontoons along the river now.
Yeah, I was sort of confused because I saw a police boat when I was walking around Docklands the other day, and then there was like a special forces sort of boat, which I was like, what are you trying to achieve by bringing out such force? Like, is it just to put on a show? Is it just to, I guess, propagandise the view of what peaceful protesters are trying to do?
And it's interesting too that what's your thoughts on the idea that what they're trying to sell in the convention is being practiced on people, citizens, outside the convention?
Yeah, that is very interesting. I didn't really take that view at all, but that's exactly what they're doing. They're selling things and weapons that are used against people trying to put up a resistance, as I said, of like mainly Indigenous people around the world trying to protect their land and the resources.
Yeah. What are you going to do today?
Just like I did yesterday, peacefully protest, follow police direction, because if you don't, they will assault you. Just try to spread a bit of love and peace.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Peter.
And hey,
thank you so much.
Annie, just on that, sometimes even if you do follow police direction, they will assault you. So very interesting.
we did find that. Can I just, we've got a person here who's come down before work to do a bit of demonstrating. And she comes from Colombia originally, and she had a few reflections from what happened yesterday.
Great.
Hello. Yes. Thank you very much for everybody that we will be able to be here for protest. We follow you. I couldn't be here, but we follow you. Thank you. This war business needs to end, not in Australia, not anywhere. These weapons are being tested where? In very, very poor countries, creating genocide. Colombia, Gaza, all these places are subject to all these weapons that, or this technology that we should be using for a much better purpose.
Now, you were saying that you observed a whole range of military police, and you were really surprised in Australia, in the Australian context, but you have more experience from your home country.
Yes, in Colombia, the military is always in the street, always. So it's a normal view. But seeing yesterday the military people out in the streets of Australia, in the streets of Melbourne, it was unbelievable. And of course, that then I realized that they were doing business there. That's why they were doing That's why.
And you've come down just before work because you wanted to say, at least show that you're not doing it in my name.
Yes, not under my name, not under our name, not in Melbourne, not in Australia. Stop this war business.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Annie. Well, we're going to have to head to our next interview now, but really appreciate you bringing this coverage live from Disrupt Land Forces, and looking forward to continuing to cover these events across the day and across the rest of the week.
Thanks very much, Priya.